Moses has been on the mountain, and the people have been down below worshiping the golden calf. He'd come down and smashed the tablets. He had interceded with the people before God. And now Moses goes yet again to the mountain. God would renew, establish for the second time that covenant that he had made with them. The listing is a little different in this context in chapter 34. Not all of the laws are given, just the most important ones. But we see that Israel's distinctiveness as a nation is that God is in their midst, that he is working among them, and he even promises here to work wonders among them, things that they had never seen. And because they are in covenant with God, they are not to worship as the pagans around them do. They're to worship only Yahweh, the Lord, and only in the way that he has revealed. And make no mistake, God demands not just our worship, but our proper worship. When they appear before God, he says, "You must not appear empty-handed." I think that's great text to preach sometime when we're asking for money for the budget. But at any rate, we are not to come just assuming that God will receive us because of how nice we are, but we come with offerings that symbolize our gratitude and our thanks. Not just money, by the way, but ourselves, as we saw last time in Romans 12. We bring some kind of sacrifice before God. And that reminds us about something else. It reminds us that anything we put in place of God, whether it's money or position or power or even family, anything that takes the place of God as first in our lives is idolatry. The Lord is to be worshipped, and he requires that we present ourselves, everything that we are and have, to him as a sacrifice of thanks for his unmerited grace. I'm just going to read that far in our text this morning, although I listed a longer text in the bulletin. But just reading these verses then from Exodus chapter 34, beginning in verse 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. "And God said, 'Behold, I am making a covenant. Before all your people I will do marvels such as have not been created in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people among you whom you are, and all the people among whom you are shall see the work of the Lord. For it is an awesome thing that I will do with you. Observe what I command you this day. Behold, I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. Take care, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it become a snare in your midst. You shall tear down their altars and break their pillars and cut down their Asherim, for you shall worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and when they whore after their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and you are invited, you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters for your sons, and their daughters whore after their gods, and make your sons whore after their gods. You shall not make for yourself any gods of cast metal. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread as I commanded you. At the time appointed in the month Abid, in the month Abid you came out of Egypt. All that opened the womb are mine, all your male livestock, the firstborn of cow and sheep, the firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. You shall observe the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. 3 times in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out nations before you and enlarge your borders. No one shall covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God three times in a year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with anything leavened, or let the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover remain until the morning. The best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. And the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Thus far, the reading of God's word.